man allowed man filling. So tie into the sugar Shabbat, man allowed man filling. It's Yad of the Shmaya. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The last two narrow lines. Tana Rabbanan Tfilin Eimatay Mevarach Aleh Mishat Hanachasan Ketad Ayam Mashkim Lotus Laderach Uvitziyare Shema Yehovdu Menichon Ukshiyagiyah Zmanam Mimash Mesh Pohen Mevarach Aleh Zad Vasem Menichon Asher Tishka Hakama Tana Kama Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Atcha Tipli Regal Men Ashuk. Chachamim Omerim, Ad Man Sheina. Umodim Chachamim Virab Yaakov, that's the Pashtus on the side. Virab Yaakov. Shem Choltan Lateis Lebet Hakisa. Olikonet Lebet Amerchot, Vishok Ochamo, Shuv Eino Choder Umanichon. So Rabbi, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yaakov agree that you don't put the tefillin on after Shkiyas Hachama. What are they arguing about? They leave them on beyond Shkiyas Hachama. Tana Kama says no, and Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim say yes. The dispute until when? All Rav Nachman, look at Rabbi Yaakov. Hafisa v'rabba barafuna matlu behu be'urta. What does that mean? Rashi? Filas arvit k'Rabbi Yaakov. It's davin meyer with tefillin. Look at that. It's davin meyer with tefillin. Wow. According to Tanakami, you can't do that. Well, can you do that really? You davin meyer when? When? Plaga mincha, right, plaga mincha. Wow. We'll see later, the Arizal, I think it was quoted as saying, that a person should keep his tefillin on until the end of the second parish of Krishma. Because in Krishma you say, about tefillin. It's wow. I say, it means, referring to a case, which you daven ma'ariv early. Just for the record, we'll get to that a little bit later. But if you daven ma'ariv at a normal time, after the shkia, the Rashi explains, Matlu Be'urta Tfilat Arvit Kirab Yaakov. But according to Tanakama, it would not be allowed. Fine. The most important Rashi in Amud Aleph is the Rashi which says, Modem Chacham of Rabbi Yaakov. And chos the manicha, the laila lab man tefillinu kedamina lekama. Rashi says that the panoim and Amud Aleph hold laila lab man tefillin. It's an obvious question. If laila is lab man tefillin, how can you keep your tefillin on if you were wearing this from before all the way until zman shena? I thought laila lab man tefillin. That's the question against Shitas Rashi. The Tosfos, the last line, says no. Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim Tfilu the Laila is not filling. And the Chayshina and the Shem be Yoshin behem, or Yishan behem. So Ovid, Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim Tfilu the Laila is not filling. Mi Dirabonon, or Dirabonon. So they hold Sakeret, Laila is not filling. So mid the Orais, you can swear it's filling all the time. So the Chazal are afraid you'll fall asleep in them. So therefore they said, they made Chachamim, you're not allowed to put the filling on at night at all, for fear you may fall asleep. If you have them on in advance, you have to take them off. When? According to Tanakama and Shkia, according to Rabbi Yaakov, Tichle Rekom and Ashuk, and according to Chacham Zman Shena. Poses this question. Understand very well. According to Rashi, the question remains, if you hold Lila out of the man's filling, how are you allowed to leave the filling on past Shkia, according to Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, just because they were on already? That's the problem. So on Amud Beis, there's a Shita Mekuvetes, so after the sea, Sit Cotton Aleph. Gemara says later on, on Amud Beis, let's turn to Amud Beis in the Gemara, let's see quickly what it says. Not going through the whole sugya right now, but towards the end of the sugya, the Gemara says, in the Shomron Mutter, after it says like this, let's read carefully together, on the third wide line. Omer Balazikol, Amaniach Shvilin Achashkir Sachama over Ba'asei, or over Balav, Shema Pen Va'al, Balav, is it an Asei? Fine. In the Shomron Mutter. In the Shomron Mutter. So if you could do it to protect the tefillin, it's permissible to put the tefillin on at night, despite the fact that if you were to put the tefillin on at night, Roman Alav and Asay, Fet the Shittim and Kubetes, and Tomach, he will feel the Shomron Yavar Alav. In Shomron Dole Kayim, Koma, in Kforheim Unochem Berosho, Avol Anichem Lechatchilo Lo Ka'omar. What's he saying? What's he saying? He's saying this is so that the Isa v'shamarta. Let's go back a step. V'shamarta zachuk adol tamadam yamim yamimo yamim v'lo leilos. It's a narrow line than the Lama Bava Beis. The machlokes is the word chukah refers to tefillin, refers to Pesach, refers to tefillin. So v'shamarta, which is the lashon afei olav, prohibits you from putting tefillin on. It says the sheet of Mikubetas, it only means you have to put the tefillin on. But if they already wore on it from beforehand, this is not considered a violation of Vishamar. Okay, that's said, of course, in our Rashi as well. The Rashi is learning that the Tanorim and Amin Aleph hold Laila Lazman tefillin. After he came, it's on from beforehand, you may leave them on. Tosfos reject that. And the Tosfos, of course, is forced to say that the Tanorim and Amin Aleph hold Laila Zman tefillin. I have Zman tefillin, why take them off? Agzera Shemishin, the fundamental machlokas of Rishonim. So, Laila Labzman Tfilin, does that mean is an Isa Doraita to put on Tfilin, or is it even an Isa Doraita to leave on Tfilin? That's a big machlok. Okay? Fine. Good. Fine. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis. They have Rabbi Rav Chista, Rabbi Ravuna, Matzibu Be'urta. But it says before, Ain't Alokha to Rabbi Yaakov. Sadi was filling with Ma'arav. Who pleaded to Machlok? Okay, Machlok is somebody passing of Yaakov and Aki. He was filling with Ma'arav and Aki. Umi Yomer, Rabbi Barbaruna, Ravuna, Hochi. That he was filling at night. Bomi Rabbi Barbaruna, Sopik Hashecha, Sopik Lo Hashecha, Lo Cholet, Velo Meniach. Hovadai Hashecha, Cholet. And presumably, when he davened Ma'ariv, it doesn't say when he davened Ma'ariv exactly, he davened Ma'ariv and Hashemoshes, and I guess Pashto says there's no restriction. He davened Ma'ariv even after he says Kofavim with his tefillin on. And here he says, the same person says you have to take off your tefillin by Vada Hashecha. He says, no. Hosan there of Shabbos Itmar. So much Friday. What is Micah Sava? Ika Sava, Lala's man tefillin, Shabbos Nami's man tefillin. So you can leave his tefillin on Shabbos. Ikasava Shabbos Lav Zman Tfilin. Lava Nami Lav Zman Tfilin. The Mehechet and Mata Shabbos, Meosan and Mata Leila, Tatanya, Yom Yomimo, Yom Velo Leila, Mi Yom Velo Ko Yom and Prat Vashabbos, Yom and Tov, the Rabbi Yosef Glidin. It's all about Talia. How can I make a distinction? The Rabbi Kiva's whole thing is wrong. Chukos Pesach. So then everything is Man Tfilin. How can you draw a distinction between what and what? Laila and Shabbos. The Laila is Man Tfilin, Shabbos Lav Zman Tfilin. And what's over there? Naskalei, the last narrow line. Mehecha the Nafla, the Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds the Lila's man tefillin. After he came, he didn't put on tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? You can't tell me, Yomim, me Yomim, v'lo koyim. The whole thing is about Kohen Pesach. A different Rosh. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Yocho Yoniach Adam tefillin b'Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tam Aloma, Vohaya lo Ol, so Yotcho, the Tavit Ben Anecha. Misha Tzrichim Ot, Yotu Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Shehein Gufon Ot. Famous Gemara. Shehein Gufon Ot. Shai. That's the Gemara. Okay. Fine. Says Rashi. Nachkale, the second line. Kolom alaholam katav alayla zman tfilinu. V'shabat mimit le'meihecha the Nachkale Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Question. Why do Rashi's have to say L'olam Kosava Laila's man children? Why couldn't he say what? No. Laila loves man children. And Afal Pikain, he davened marvelous children. The same as Rashi himself explained in Amar Aleph. Even though Laila is what? Loves man children. Afal Pikain, he was a tefillin. So it could be because he's going to Nikodami. Nikodami says, Ein Aloch Rabbi Yaakov. So if you don't follow Rabbi Yaakov, so then you have the dispensation of leaving his tefillin on. Leman da Omar Laila Lav Zman Tefillin. So Rashi said, Laila Zman Tefillin. Yes. Oh, very good question that he'll ask. It doesn't say anything about perish in the Gemara. It's an issur to put on tefillin because of Heinat Manos. It's a p'tur. You don't have to put on tefillin. There's no need to put on tefillin. Does it say anywhere in Shas, as a result of this din of Heinat Manos, that it's some of a violation, it's an affront, it's an insult to the oath of Shabbos, you feel compelled to put on an oath of tefillin? Is there anywhere in Shas that idea? Anybody? So I guess it's not. So the Mitzvah Chor is no Yisr. So Neil's right. The Pashat is no Yisr Medina de Gemara to wear tefillin on Shabbos from the perspective of this drasha of oath. There may be a number of other potential Yisurim. What? So Yaakov suggests Baltosa. The Gemara in Erevin. I'd like you to all do me a favor and look up the Gemara in Erevin. I think it's Kapsadi Vav. And please see if you can find in that Gemara what Yaakov said. There's an issue of Baltosif for a person to wear one set of tefillin on Shabbos. The Gemara is discussing that a person is fine. Most of the tefillin, they have a parakan Erevin. How do you bring them in from the street? So one at a time, two at a time, a whole sugya. I'm going to give you a homework assignment, not on the rafting trip, please. I'll take you to Badara. A homework assignment for, well, maybe on the bus. Okay. Gotcha. But look up the Gemara in Erevin. This is just a black Gemara. Then find if what Yaakov says is true or not. Okay, I'm not going to commit myself on whether it's true or not. Okay, but you raise a potential problem about those. But please let me know. I want your honest opinion. If it says in the Gemara Erevin or not. Okay, one. What other possibilities could it be wearing tefillin on Shabbos? What? So the folks here? What? Didn't get that far. What? Hotzah. They were up to Hotzah. Another possible prohibition. But the Chor, there's no Mefurish Gemara anywhere. There's an intrinsic prohibition of Hein Atmanos. The Chor, you're right, Daniel. I'm saying, I keep quoting the Gemara and the Chor because the reasons aren't it. What's the reason, man? Who knows? What? You mentioned yesterday, besides from the Gemara, which is Nigla, there's another source. What's it called? Zohar, Nista, Medrash Hanela. And these Kabbalistic sources, I don't know how to say it, you know, in all the shyness, but let me just leave it as this. They're very, very strong. I do not know what tefillin on Shabbos has been affront to the oath of Shabbos, and they go as far as to extend it to what? What? Chalamayit. The whole Chalamayit business, the whole tumult about Chalamayit that became such a visceral and hot issue is largely because of the Kabbalistic input. And Rabbi Yosef Karo, in effect, is swayed by the Medrash Hanelam. He quotes in the Beit Yosef and Siman Laman Aleph. That's the reason why he passes. He shouldn't wear tefillin chalamayit. Otherwise, what do you have to lose? We'll see that. It's a big machlokes over here. Right? It's a big machlokes. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Be a pasuk. So don't make a bracha. What do you have to lose? Oh, that's my big gemara to lose. So what about the Medrash Hanelam? Got plenty of those. Lose your Olam Haba and your Olam Hazan and the Kites of Venetius and all the names they call you there. But people get scared off by this kind of tactic. So that's why Chassidim stopped wearing tefillin. Despite their Amo. No, we were Ashkenazim. We father Amos, both father Amos, Chassidim, and they were influenced by Kabbalah. They stopped wearing tefillin. We'll get to that later. Just to give you an idea, when we talk about the Gemara certainly is a very important source, but it's not the only source. Now, of course, you'll say, if you said yes, you're not mechuyav to follow the Kabbalah, you're not mechuyav to even know about the Kabbalah. But in general, we spoke about this last year. Think about Maya Machroyim and other things. Kabbalah has made a big impact on people in some, in two different directions. Some of that to do with the Kabbalah, some of that to don't do with the Kabbalah. Especially if, because Kabbalah was corrupted and perverted by Shabtai Tzvi and his followers. So in certain German communities, Vidapka not. These Kabbalah, they run away, like Bruch Shmei, they run away from it. They run away, they don't say it, and instead they cut it out of the Siddur. Cut out of the Siddur. The Bedelheim Siddur, which is the German, doesn't even have Bruch Shmei. You can't cut it out, it's not there. You can't make a machor. Not there, because it says you can't. But the Talmud by the Bedelheim Siddur, they made one, I don't know how they just fell in, some of the Rotsin before Esrog somehow crept into the Red Lamb Siddur with all kinds of shameless crept in. The Rabbi Danziger, Shalita, who was formerly the Rav in North Riverdale, who was a real, real anti-Kabbalist. I mean, but really, the Brit Shmei is Avodah Zorah, he told me. Gizela, she's Avodah Zorah. The Kisra, the Yasa, he said, told me, Avodah no less than Avodah Zorah. Coming straight from the Zohar. So this is Avodah Zorah, he said. And he used the Redelheim Siddur, of course, this is German Siddur that he could use. And he came to the Hirotzen for Etrick, he simply took the page out of the Siddur. He cut the page out of the Siddur. People cut out Jerusalem on Medina, they cut out this. He cut out the Hirotzen from the Siddur. So they, I remember someone told me, they asked him a question, but Rebbe, you cut out the Hirotzen when I'm davening Musaf, Shon Esrei, and Yotzev, I have no Sim Shalom, I have no the kind of Torah. He responded straight without blinking an eye. Oil the Russia, oil the Shechina. Nice to show. So I'll give you an example how people have completely different attitudes towards Kabbalah and Kirchhoff Mizrach Mimairo. Wow. Okay, that's all a digression. Okay. Fine. Let's go on. Says the Gemara like this. This is a very important Gemara. We saw him l'shamar mutar. Amar Avina v'hayasiv nekamei Rav Ashi v'choshach v'hiniach tefillin. That's our girsa. And the sheet of bays is a different girsa. Have a maniach tefillin v'lo solid tefillin. Big machloek of two girsos. Did he put on tefillin? Or did he just not take off his tefillin? The amrilei l'shamron kaboy lehu ma'ar. No. Vamilei, Lisharman Kabbalah Omar, they asked, are you putting on for Shmira purposes? Vamilein said yes. Vachazi said, Ledate, but I saw right through it. The love Lisharman Uba, he didn't need it for Shmira. Says the Gemara, you know what, so why did he tell a lie? How much he told a lie? He told a lie. You're not supposed to tell a lie normally. So why did he tell a lie? Halach katova halacha ve'ein morin came. Although it's permissible to put on tefillin for shmira, well, you have to put on it, leave on tefillin for shmira, but halacha ve'ein, no, take that back. It's mutter to put on it, leave on tefillin, even shalom l'shmira pashtim, but with halacha ve'ein morin came, he made up a story that he did it with shmira. So apparently the shmira is morin came. That's the part of the Tanya Gemara. What are you talking about? Either putting on or leaving on tefillin, what's it in? If it's not the Shmira, it's Mutter Halacha V'ein Morin Kein. If it is the Shmira, it's Halacha Morin Kein. Pashut Shad in the words of the Gemara. Only one thing. What are you doing? Are you leaving it on or are you putting it on? So if you have, according to our Girsa, presumably if you put it on, seems to be no question about it what the Maskana Halacha L'maisa is. Lila's man tefillin. No doubt. You can put on tefillin, even shalom l'shmira mikaradin, so clearly paskin that Laila is man tefillin. That's what Tosha says. We paskin Laila man tefillin. That's our Gemara? Laila's man tefillin? I tell you, pass. Before the Gemara, black and white, you pass the Ma'alot Matzot. Can't argue. You can't argue. Take a look on the Tosafot Shamar, the last line. It says, the whole discussion about Lishma Chukov, we made reference to it yesterday briefly. So, we don't pass on Lishma Chukov, even though the Marava they say Lishma Chukov. Why not? We didn't love the Mavarachi Lishma Chukov. I feel the Achat Tfilin, even when we take them off, the Besama Paskin and the Lila's Man Tfilin. Where Besama? Who? The Ka'ama Halacha Vein Marim came. That's what it means. With the Mika Radin, you're allowed to put on Tfilin at night. Why can't you do it in the Halacha Lamaisa? Umid Rabban, who the Osir, the Chashin, and Shemi Yishen, Shalai Yishen Bahem. Ukrazim and Shamad, the Chukah, the Chukah, the Pesach, and Gosim, and Dabim. The Pesach, Shak, finished. Lila's Man Tfilin, end. Any Easter of a Tfilin night, only with Rabbanan, Shem Yishin Behem. And what attack is it in? You may not put them on. Because you may put them on. Halakha Vein Morin came. And for Shmir is even Morin came. This is Shidus HaTosh. Tosh, Gaval. Everyone got a trait? The Rambam disagrees, Rabbi Sai. The Rambam passes Laila Lab's man Philip. Now presumably the Rambam usually follows the Rif. Well, guess what the Rif's gear says, Rabbi Sai. Give a guess. What's the gears at the end of the figure? Not choshach v'hiniach tefillin, no way. But rather what? Choshach v'lo solid tefillin. The sheet doesn't obey. So what happens now, of course, the sheet is a rip or a Rambam. We pass in Lilo Lavman tefillin. To put on tefillin at night, chas v'sholem. The Shemir will have to discuss later, but Samazoy, Chas V'Shalom, and he said, all right, I can put on Tefillin at night. Oh. Aye, Rav Ashi kept the Tefillin on, and it wasn't really the Shemir. What's the answer? He kept it on. I said, we saw him on Aleph. He kept it on. Go on to the Rambam, and he said, all right, to put him on. But the right had the government to leave him on. Even Shalom the Shemir. Halacha Vein Marim, can't you don't want to tell it to the public. This is Shita Sarama based on the gears of the Rif. Fine. You know, it's always tricky. Blush of the Gemara. Kolaminiach tefillin. Achashkiyat tacham over ba'aseya balav. What does it mean? What is the word kolaminiach? The word minich. The Hebrew language we did it in over here in this case. What does kolaminiach tefillin mean? What does minich mean? So I would say minich, you put on tefillin. But it also has a connotation, you leave on tefillin. So if it means you put on film, which is a simple Hebrew translation, the Harayat of the Rambam. And in effect, the Rashi's Zvarim and Aleph, and the Shita Mukabas is also called now Aleph Yom HaBeis. If you put it on, then it's the right. But you leave it on, then not. Leave it on not. Okay. If you look in the Rosh, then when you're dying, he says the distinction between putting it on and leaving it on doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Take a look at the inside of the Rosh, where he makes an argument to this, to Simon Yudayin, to this effect. Please turn to this Rosh, Simon Yudayin. The A Lomar, it's on Kuf Kof Aleph from an Aleph column 2, about the third of the way down the column. The A Lomar, the Sarvid Lila Lav's Mantulim. Avil Shor Lahash Olsen, Vero Shor Lamar, Jatik Lerego Menashuk, Lamar, Shaman Shain, which is Rashi in the Ramam Shad. Nay, the Lom is Sarba Lamay Marochi. Kevan Diki Sura Dorais of Ova Vasei, Iminicha Malayla, who are the Nami Main Misalkon? Behind he shomer the atzei shemuchuyev l'salka v'lachena yimavrochem b'nei marava l'shemachukov shem b'salka tefillin tamal l'shkia. That's already a good ha'ara. According to the Rambam, why b'nei marava make a bracha? L'shemachukov means doing a good deed for the day, taking off the tefillin before dark. Why? To left it on for the same money. According to the Rambam shot, you can leave it on. So we make a bracha l'shemachukov and doing such a good deed. This is the raya of the Rosh. I believe he's calling from the Balat Truma, from the Sefer Truma. But he asked, Teda, with the Omer Rabba Barahuna, Matli Buuto, Porach from a Rabba Barahuna, Psafik Hashaykh, Psafik and Hashaykh, Lacholik Lamania, or Vada Hashaykh Lacholik, whom is Shani Hosna, there of Shabbat Hitmar, Ava Bechol, Aim, Cholik, the Sava Laila's man, Tillin, the Shabbat Lav's man, Tillin, Krabi Akiva, Hilkoch, Bich Shabbat, Cholik, the Laila, Ava Bechol, Aim, Cholik, the Laila. Alma Chazin, and the Shabbat, the Osal, and Niach, Sarach, Am Lachot, Miak, Shecha, Shecha, who was in Bechol, Madam Laila's man, Tillin, or before Shigemara, that you're required to remove the tefillin, to remove the tefillin on Shabbat, if you hold Shabbat, lavs them on tefillin. So too, lemandam alayla lavs them on tefillin. Now, the kneel. What do you say about this? What do you say about this? The sefer Truma saying against what we just said until now. We said earlier that the Chorah is number four is anywhere in Shabbat. If you hold the drush of oath, there's any Easter which demands that you don't wear or remove tefillin. And any Easter is either based on the Zohar, or based on Baltosif, or based on the Shash Otsoh. But the Sefer Truma is learning that the way. He's learning Shat in the Gemara, and there's an Easter to leave your tefillin on, because of Shabbos, Lav's man, tefillin is derived from oath. And he makes a Huad Inami, it's also leave your tefillin on, and go Lad, Lav's man, tefillin, based on the Shemarta. That's the passions in the words of the Sefer Truma. As a matter of all those who try to strengthen the Isser of leaving tefillin on Shabbat based upon the intrinsic din of oath, quote this source, the Rosh name of Sefer Truma. But, I disagree. Still not Shabbat. It's the Sefer Truma, which happens to be against Rashi, against the Rambam, but far from being a din of first and Shabbat. They obviously can't learn the Sefer Truma's chat over here. Okay. Now, what's Takap Shad in the Rambam? If you look in the Lashon, the Rambam is Meduyik, Ma'od, the Lashon, the Rambam, if you open up, you also have a Rambam, how he phrases the Yisr for Laila, how he phrases the Yisr for Shabbos. And this was Tillin Terek Dalad. I'm as careful as expression. Halacha Yud, Man Anach HaTfilin, Tayom, Lava Laila, Shnemem, Yamim, Yamimo. Who can mitzvah tefillin? The chayim Shabbos is yomim tovim, ain't on zman tefillin. Notice the change. The chayim to Lila says zman hanokas tefillin, but Shabbos yontes ain't on zman tefillin. Shenemar v'hoya la'os to Shabbos is yomim tovim, ain't atzman os. The Mefarshim says, what are you here for? What are you here for? Yo, Lila has zman tefillin, Shabbos has zman tefillin. The same drasha. Right? Yamim v'lo leilas, miyamim v'lo kol yamim. What do you need this for? What do you need this pasuk for? We need it, because we pass leilas man tefillin, yeah. Now we pass leilas man tefillin. What do you need this drasha for? So the answer they give is, this is the answer. Not communicating, leave him on or not. By leilas, you can leave him on. But by Shabbos, you may not leave them on. That's the pasuk of Shabbat in the Rambam. Zman anochas tefillin, is Yom Lalaila. But Shabbos and Yom Tov is Ein on Zman Tfilin. Ein on Zman Tfilin. That's not Anocha Tfilin. The Kubit Echir Midaraita to remove them because of the din of Shabbos, Lav, Zman, Tfilin. So again, another Raya, if this is the Pshat, to the Sefer HaTrumah and the Rosh, that is an Ether Me'ikir Adim Adin Oth to put leave Tfilin on Shabbos. Although the Neil is still correct. Nowhere in Shas. Down in the Rosh, maybe in the Rambam, but not in Shabbat. Yeah. No, what do you do with the Rosh? What the Rosh is right from this Machukov? The Marava. If you're allowed to leave the tefillin on according to this day, so what's going on? So it could be Poshet. To Bnei Marava, held at Tanakama. Tanakama is you have to remove the tefillin. And presumably according to Shitas Rashi, not because of some Zerad Rabbanan, no, Mikir Adin. The Tanakama holds that there's an Easter of Lila's man tefillin, not only to put him on, even to leave him on. Only thing is, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree. And then Paul later quotes an offer 2 days in Yerushalmi in Baruch somewhere, And the 2 days through Shabbos is the machlokas tanoim over here. So B'nai Marav Ehel, like the other day, asked also to leave them on, which is Tana Kama, which is one day in Yerushalmi. And the Rambam Pasuk like the other day, it's the Muslim of the Raisa to leave them on. That's what we're assuming until now. Yeah? Yes, Shlomo. Very good. Excellent. 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 Simple shot of all. That if you would only say Laila, we would only be limiting to what? To, huh? Yom, right. So the question is, what Shlomo is suggesting is, Adam could darshan Yomim, not darshan Niyom. Huh? Oh, okay, it's the Gemara, but okay, it could have been. Fine, good. Let's go on. Not for anyone around them. I'm a Furusha Braitha. If you get up early, you can put on your tefillin, Mimash, and a Kabrocha. The Rambam left it out. I'd like you to take a look in the beer of Mordechai Benet to the Sefer of Mordechai in the back. Because he quotes there Beis Yosef, which I want you to see. Discussion over here. The last time, the last line in the first column of page Yud Beis Amud Aleph from the Daf Yom Mordechai. A Rambam Hishmit Din Zeh. He left at the din of getting up in the morning. The Kotel of Beis Yosef Siman Lamed. The Hain the Taima. Shin the Svile, the Hod, the Mashkim, the Yotzi, the Derech, Manichim, Urak, the Man, the Omas, Man, Tillin. The Trial of Man, Tillin. Aval Yidan the Kaimel and Labs Mantfilim, Lila Labs Mantfilim, Ein Rashoy La Hanichom. Finished. You can't put on Tfilim. Can't. The Bryce that goes Lila Labs Mantfilim, we pass Lila Labs Mantfilim. Remember the Brisa? We read it today. How did the Brisa begin? It began by saying if a guy gets up early in the morning and leaves, so you make a bracha, even mashmash, and then make a bracha later on. Then what's next? The very next line of the Brisa. The same Brisa. It's Pasha, the same continuation of the same text. Again. Period. According to the Rambam, all those Tanoim are of the opinion of what? Come on, we're doing Rashi. No. Lila, no. Lav's not filling. Could you Lila leave him on? It's a little bit mudna. The first sentence in the Brisa holds what? No, what? According to Beis Yosef. Lila's not tefillin. That's why you can put on the tefillin even early in the morning when it's night. And then the rest of the Brisa holds Lila what? Lila's not tefillin. Not so nice. That's the kasha which the Moshe Rabbeinu asked against the Kesem, the Beis Yosef of the Kesem mission. Strange. He gives a very interesting answer. Interesting. Tana Kama holds in a Hanami. Amazing. Tana Kama holds Lila Manfilim. After all, the continuation of what came before, Lila's Manfilim. Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim hold what? Rabbi say what? Laila. Larzman filling. Sounds like Mama should Ibchim is starving. Because according to Tanakam, I want to take his filling off when? At Shkia. He's the Mekum. He's Laila's man filling. Okay, wait a minute, Shkia. And according to what? According to Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim hold Laila, Larzman filling, can keep on longer. What's going on? Sounds nuts. Sounds crazy. He says, yeah, no cash. No cash. Why is no cash? Take a look over here. Vayamakom lomar. The line ends, Vayamakom, but the 10th line and second column of the Bir Maram. And the second line begins the word lomar. See it? The Hiano Senet. Tana Kamas Fila Lila's Man Fila is even the Hemshah who came before. Fim Kane, Havish Sharia Fila Nia. Rabbana, the Chai Shila Shem Yishin Bahem. Putzuchu Ligzo Mehai Taima. Shalaya Nichon Balaila. They had to make an enforcement now, had to put on Tvon at night. The Mela Gazru Gam Kane. Shemachu Yila Salkim Yakshkishka Kama Gam Kane Mehai Taima the Shem Yishin. Once they have to make a gzera at Shkia, not to put them on, they included an gzera to take them off. Av Rabbi Yaakov, the Chacham, and the Tzvil, the Hu. Laila Lav, the man, Tzvilin. Vula Hu, Tzchul, Ligzer, Otto, the Hanokha. Zibalav, Ochi, Otto, Midoraita. Otto, Midoraita, put on Tzvil from Shkia. Meila, Lo Gazu, Chacham, Alchiel, the Tzilukan, the Chuda. They know what's going to go to sleep at Shkia. Kevin the Balavachi, also Bahanachim with the Raisa. The animal kill the side, Rasha Shatif the regular Rasha Shaina. Acharifus. But after the Charifus, he says, Achvasugilo Mash McKay. The Baha, the Shok of the Tori, Baha Omar, Baha Rahuna, Sophie Hashek of Akule, Kamaika Sophie, Kasavala, Larzman's villains. Masha behedja behipuch, the large man tzilin b'chuyah b'tzilukan, but this man tzilin ain't b'chuyah b'tzilukan, etc. So the Gemara is not so mashma that way. So therefore, what must you say? That what? The Braisa on Amud Aleph goes to the Shita of Lila's man tzilin, not like Rashi. It's man tzilin, it begins from the beginning, it's man tzilin. I have the whole Braisa holds Lila's man tzilin. So why do we paskin Laila Lav's man tefillin? Take a look. Gai Meir Shloma. So the Ola and the Hanach Tanar is tefillin Laila's man tefillin. End of the line. New line. Ba'afil ha'ochi posik ha'rambam Laila Lav's man tefillin. Shem the Shokul v'tori. All the Amoroyim and Amad Beis. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Loza. Ali Rabbi Yosek Lili. Shmar me the tefillin hu kavasei. And he calls a bayin and a perikam of the beito. Fine. Fine. So now we come, Rabbi Isai, to a serious matter. Serious matter. This is, again, also for you, although all don't have all this from in front of you, the beer here caused a lot of it, not all of it. The Torah in Siman Lamed says an interesting expression. I want to get to Rabbeinu Peretz. Before we get to Rabbeinu Peretz, I want to read the beginning of the Torah. The beginning of the Torah that I asked to see in Siman Lamed is very interesting how he phrases himself. How the Mefarshim learn Pshat. It's not the first time. We just had it earlier this week. No, the Torah said something. The Machlokes was in the Beis Hesed, the Marami Prad. What he meant. Remember that? Here again, the same thing repeats to repeat itself. In Siman Lamed, the Torah writes as follows. Af al gab the kaimel on Lila's man tfilinu, Ella shein morin kain, hainu le'inyan shem hoyu berosho v'choshcha, shein tzorach l'chalta, ava l'chatchila, ein la'anichon kodem hazman hazeh. I'll read it one more time. Af al gab the kaimel on Lila's man tfilinu, Ella shein morin kain, Hainu le'inyan, shem hoyo berosho v'choshcha, shem toch l'chaltam. אבל לכתחילה אין לו ניחן קודם הזמן הזה. So Rabbi Yosef Karo, who was always the passion and always learned things, you know, the way they just seem to appear, learned as follows. Parentheses. Ella Shane Lauren came, which is not our discussion right now. Was we not advanced filler? Final Indian. Shimhoyo Barosho Vachoshka Shane Tarok Lachalton. Avalachatchila. Eila Nichon Kodam Zazmanazet. You're not permitted to put on tefillin at all, period. Even though Laila is not tefillin, you may not put on tefillin at night. Period. Not allowed. Before the, oh, sorry. Sifalafi says, Mana nachosim aboker, Mishayirach aver arogalim al-ptas v'rochal arba'amash v'yaki renu, what we call Mishayake. Before Mishayake, you may not put on tefillin. Period. Mikir adin. This is how Yosef Karol Shat in the words of the Torah. Pashut pshat that way. However, the Drisha once again comes to the rescue, quotes the Marami Prague, of Avrami Prague, a different pshat. Namely, when the Bechava has two phrases, the first phrase, Afal Gav the Kaiman Lailas Mansilinu, Elashane Morin Kane. Haina wasn't me. That's pshat and what? Laila's man tefillin. Avol lechatchila ein lahanicha kol hazman hazeh. That's pshat ein morin kein. That's pshat ein morin kein. Not meikar adin. It's an ein morin kein. It's not the raisa for sure, but it's only an ein morin kein according to the Marami Prad. And in the privacy of your study, when no one is looking, what's it in? According to Yosef Karo, no one's looking. All the shades are drawn. The door is locked. You're not allowed to put on tefillin at night. Period. According to the Marav Romi Prague, not so. Ain Morin Kain means that you have to... You can't put them on because it ain't Morin Kain. That's why you can't put them on. But if no one's looking, you may put them on. It's a big, big machoy, that's what's shot in the words of the Torah. Big machoy. What do the words mean? Now, look, Ora. One can bring a riot to the Marav Romi Prague from Siv Gimel. V'im tzorech leilech lederech yochol anichon kodem zmanan below brocha. Now wait a minute. It's against the Mefurish Gemara Menachos and our Daf. That's at a critical key phrase that we have printed in our Gemara. Again, the second time today, Giras is going to be critical. What's the key phrase that I'm referring to? Umisyare Shema Yovdu. Then and only that is a dispensation to put on Tula before Mishayakir. Tula left it out. Well, the Torah is very, very into keep it out. The Rosh left it out. And the Rosh usually copies from the Rif who left it out. Apparently, they're a different gears again. So the Torah, how do I say it, cavalierly allows you to put on tefillin just like this when you're, what, going with the Derech. Not of Shema Yovdu and Shemir, just like this, Torah, whatever. Pashtus, Rabbi said, if it would be an Easter Gomer, even with the Rabbanon, to put on tefillin at night, they wouldn't be so cavalier to allow you to put the tefillin on just like this, not for Shmira, not for Shema Yov, just like this, a little tassel later on. If the Zakamar of Romi Prague, that it's Mutter Mikra Dinnis with Ein Morin Kain, so, B'Shat HaPchak, a little bit, he's going on a trip, a little Torah. But it's not really a whole raw. I was just an exceptional case. Fine. There was an Tzemikir Adin, just for Torah, they were permitted the Yitzhak. The Shtikl Raya, to the Avraham of Prague shot in the tour, because according to our Yitzhak, Mitzvare Shema Ye'avdu, then think it says in the Beis Yosef. It says in the Beis Yosef. For Shmira purposes. For Shmira purposes. But we don't have the Girsa. We don't have the Girsa in our Gemara. Okay, this is an intro. Now I'm going to end. I know our time is running short. Very important schedule. Yeah?
Can you the
very good. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, excellent. Laila entered Alot HaShachar. Mishayakir is sometime later. We'll discuss tomorrow what's the particulars. If you would be right, we could... Yeah, I know, because it's not Pashas in the Lashon of the Gemara, it's not of the Torah. So, Yochol HaNichem Kodem Zmanan B'Labroch, he didn't say Kodem Zmanan but after Alot HaShachar. Had he meant that, he should have said in that sliver of time between Alot and Mishayakir, of course, it's only a sliver. The Prima Donna, I think, says 6 minutes somewhere. It's a small amount of time, he should have said it. He says, Kodem Azman, it sounds like it's even before Alot HaShachar, the Pash. But it's a good point. A very good point. Now I've been a parrot, the Torah quotes have been a parrot. You can also see it in the bottom of the Biur and the Mordechai. I think it's the bottom of the Rosh, they quote have been a parrot. It's not the second, the Chamudas. In one of these places, it's fine, I've been a parrot. I'm going to read it from the Torah. I've been a parrot, Kosa. Came in the Kaimel on the Laila of Man Tfilinu. Elash ein la nichan ba laila mishum gzeira shami yishan behen. Mi she rotsa lotit la derech yocho la nichan kodem zmanan u levorech alein miyad. Varosh lo kotter. Varosh lo kotter. Okay. So I made a parrot of the chidish nifla. Now when the Gemara says in that lama zvavim and aleph that you put on tefillin early, you may not make a brach. And you may only make a brach on the gear zmanan yimashish and yivarech. That Gemara goes to Mandama, what? That will say what? 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 Laila loves Man Tfilin. We pass in what, Laila? Man Tfilin. That's the beautiful, most comprehensive, the opposite of the Rambam. Quote of Yosef Karo. What did Rambam say, Chad? Let's have the Gemara. Why? Because the Bryce goes to Mandama, Laila's Man Tfilin. We pass in Laila loves Man Tfilin. What about the Persian Ipcha? The Bryce goes to Mandama, Laila. Is last man till he passed Lila's not filling. Not the exact opposite of the Rambam is shot in the Gemara and in the Pesach and in the Pesach Halach. Oh. So of course the question remains, and we'll end with this question: if the Braisa goes to Mount Omar, Lila loves man filling, which is remain apparent to be so, how come in fact it's permissible to put on the filling in the morning? If you discuss it from the perspective of Chashash Shena, we understand very well. Although not so well in this place, but there have been a parrot as soon as when you get up in the morning, you're not going to fall asleep right away again. That's our counsels about that. I'll tell you that there have been a parrot, a chush makish. But all right. But there have been a parrot is assuming that once you get up, you're up. The Chashash Mishnah is late at night. So, fine. From the perspective of Shamisha, I understand the parrot very well. Beautiful, terrific. So no chash. But if Rice is going with the Mandava Laila loves man tefillin, how is it permitting you to put on the tefillin in the morning early? Forget. There's no Shamisha. But it needs to the right to Laila loves man tefillin. That's the question. This is the same we have to stop now. So we have to stop at Avon Mincha now. I wish you all the Shabbat Shalom, the Barakah Shalom. What?